Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Oh, man. Yeah, it gets here rapidly. I say that every week, I know. But it's just true. I have to reiterate it. I can't help myself. Guesting Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two. He'll be here to talk Alabama. Watched some of, I had it on, the Alabama-Auburn baseball game. And Alabama won 8-7. Walk off, right? I didn't get the ending. You're gonna say, well, Bill, that was the best part. Well, if you're an Auburn fan, it wasn't the best part. Anyways, Kevin will be with us in about an hour. Hour number two on this Friday edition. And then for the third hour, we will have Brad Powers out in Las Vegas gambling, wagering. Overs, unders, win totals, all of the above. He'll be with us coming up at the top of hour number three. 615-844-5600 if you're going to dial us up today. 615-844-5600 on Twitter, at Bill S. King, and email the show, BillSKing7@gmail.com. Those are the various ways you can get on with us today or any day that we do the show. They formally, I believe, I didn't really check, passed the one freebie transfer on Thursday. That was expected. Just a formality. It was anticipated. It was expected. It was predicted. It was reported on, and starting next year, everybody gets a one freebie transfer. Doesn't matter what your reasoning is. You don't have to explain it. You don't have to spell it out. You don't have to go before the NCAA's court, so to speak. You just go do it. You just go and you do. And like I told you yesterday and days before, just be cognizant. The conversation will soon go to, that's really not fair. Why do they only get one? Coaches don't just get one. Why don't the players? Players ought to be able to pack it up during the middle of a game and transfer to the other sideline, Bill. That would be only fair. Not only do they get no free stuff, you know, the education's not paid for, the room and board isn't paid for, the medical support isn't paid for, the dining, all the food, the various incredible food items you get, that's not paid for. When you travel to various events, that's not paid for either. It's just pathetic what's happening here. They should get unlimited transfers, Bill. Just wait for that, y'all. Folks, I know this world. I know the planet better than anybody. And that is where the Corona Bros and their ilk will take this conversation. In some cases, they already have. I've seen these comments, but that's where this is going. It's never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough until they totally kill our joy for the sport. That'll be when it's enough. Totally just killing it off. And then, well, I guess, mission accomplished at that point. But yes, that formality did happen. Somebody, Matt Smith on Twitter, who's a big college football aficionado, is good. If you don't follow him, you should. They announced that the dead period. Yeah, that happened too. The dead period will be lifted as of June 1. They had been extending it time after time, right? From around last March to where we're at today in mid-April. And they finally announced as of June 1. Now here's the question, and this is what Matt tweeted, and it's a very good thought. Matter of fact, I'm jealous. I should have said this myself. Why June 1? Why not today? What do you think? The virus is going to, over the next, what would that be, month and a half, just decide, hey, official visits are coming. Let's chill a little bit here. Let's back off a little bit. There's an announcement. What's they're always telling us to follow the science, except it's only the science they choose to follow, right? Why not make it available this weekend or next weekend? Why June 1? Not nice, clean break? Nice, clean date, June 1? Yeah, what's the difference, you think, between right now and perhaps June 1? But that is good. I'm happy for the players. And now they actually, for the first time in a little over a year, get to go look at the campus with somebody walking them around, coaches and stuff. Now, again, they could have gone and unofficially check some places out, we know, and have somebody on your phone, I guess, in a Zoom type setting saying, oh, over there is the Johnny Five, sir, over there is the training table, and then to your left, that's where the science building is, that's where the Corona Bros hang out, and straight down the street there is where the training table and the football facility is intertwined, and oh, you see that big thing over there? That's the stadium. And oh, there's Touchdown Jesus. Touchdown Jesus just standing there. There's the grotto. You ever been to Notre Dame? Yeah. If you've ever been to Notre Dame, you would see all that. You'd see all that stuff. It's pretty good. Pretty good trip. If you've never made that one, if your team's ever playing them and you have a chance to go, I'd go. I'm not saying you want to stay there forever. I'm not saying you want to move to South Bend. You probably won't. But unless you're Shannon up there. Shannon says, the hell with that. I moved up here. I'll show you folks how to do it. No, very, very good place. But yes, so you can Couple things you can officially visit now, and that's a good thing. Yeah, that's should have happened a long time ago, but we'll take whatever we can get, whatever crumbs they want to throw at us. I guess we'll take them. And yes, they will let you now officially visit. Yeah, watch some baseball, and I had Alabama Auburn. I tell you, I'm gonna also use the word reiterate again. The analysts on the SEC network for baseball are absolutely terrific. Kyle Peterson, I would think he's their lead analyst, but I don't know the pecking order. I would think so. Actually, he played at Stanford, but he's predominantly an SEC network announcer. I guess once you get to the College World Series, he's prominent there too, and that's whoever gets to Omaha, right? Doesn't matter what league, but whoever gets to Omaha, he is so good. If you ever have a chance to listen, he is just exquisite. I don't know any other way to describe it. I don't ever, watching a broadcast, have an analyst. I love, now Herbie's really good. You've heard me talk about Herbie. But very few analysts in any sport grab me when I'm watching and say, you're going to listen because this is good. And Kyle Peterson is one of them, one of maybe two, right? Maybe a couple. So good. And the other ones that do the SEC Network games are pretty good, too. Not just him, but I'm talking about on a higher level, an even higher level. And he would fit into that category for sure. And I was watching Alabama-Auburn, and it's college baseball, man. Thursday night. Nothing better than that on. As far as I'm concerned, I'm not on Netflix or something. Never do that. I never do that. And I missed the ending, but walk-off for Alabama. Game one of the series with Auburn. That gets Auburn back for the kick six. Back in what, 13? No, I understand. Baseball, as much as I'm enjoying college baseball does not erase football. Hurt feelings. It doesn't. It can't. It's not equal. It's not as good. But I'm enjoying the heck out of it. The Tennessee and Vanderbilt series begins tonight on Rocky Top. Lindsey Nelson Stadium, or whatever they call it. It's Lindsey Nelson. Is it Lindsey Nelson Field or Lindsey Nelson Stadium? Whatever it's called. And the Vandy boys coming off what, and I know, look, Bill, it's baseball. I'm sorry. College baseball isn't like baseball per se in that anything can happen. The Vandy boys on paper should not be losing to Georgia 2 out of 3. And the two games they lose, they get outscored 23-3. I'm sorry. The old it's baseball, Bill, doesn't describe that upset. Georgia baseball, as good as it could be, ain't Vandy baseball these days. Hadn't been for a while. Some are saying, well, Bill, it's Georgia getting Vandy back for Vandy canceling the football game. I don't think they were thinking about that either. They just tattooed Vanderbilt's pitching. But yeah, the Tennessee and Tennessee Vanderbilt series starts tonight. And hey, Rocker back after a rare loss and giving up multiple home runs. What did he give up, 3? That's more than he'd given up in his career today. All right, we'll take the break. There's the music. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THP. Still out with that accident in that portion of Cheatham County on 40 westbound. They are in Kingston Springs near the 188-mile marker. They've been out there for quite a while working that accident there west of Nashville. Traffic's picked up out here where you would expect. Down I-40 coming through Wilson County right now. Traffic on Ellington Parkway still looks good, making your way down from the top to the bottom. Wreck with injuries just reported through the fire department. Lafayette Street at 4th. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium Sleep of the Sharks coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Kevin Higgins, top of hour two. Brad Powers, top of hour number three. 615-844-5600. Crazy Charlie says, take a call. Georgia Dog down on the Emerald Coast. I don't want to steal his thunder, but Georgia Dog was having some health issues and got some incredibly, you may want to say, miraculous news on Thursday, yesterday. Georgia Dog, tell everybody about it.
Well, Bill, about 3 years ago, I get a call from the station, and there's a banquet with Coach Tommy Tuberville, Mike Johnson, former Alabama great, Rachel Barbeau, and some other people. And they wanted me to be there, and I told them no, I wasn't going because I didn't like Tuberville when he was at Auburn, and I wasn't going. I just didn't like him then. I didn't want to meet him. So a little while later, I get a call about 4 that afternoon that Coach Tuberville informed me that I was a chicken if I didn't show up. So I decided to go. Now, up until that time, I always maintained 180, 185 pounds. You know, I worked 60 hours a week. I could go on my day off, play 36 holes of golf in August. Didn't bother me. My doctor said that, you know, I was incredibly healthy for my age. I was 61 at the time. And I go meet Tuberville, and we just hit it off. He told me, he said, when you call my show, because they were launching his show on our station down here, he said, you better put pads on because I'm going to treat you like Lawrence Taylor used to treat quarterbacks. And I said, Coach, I'm not worried about you. Well, we talked for, I don't know, 30 minutes. I walked outside, and all of a sudden, I couldn't breathe good. And I told my buddy, who happened to be Bama Papa, I told him, I said, you know, if I don't get the feeling better, I'm going to go to the doctor. Well, I wound up at the emergency room at 1 o'clock. They run me in, do a bunch of tests. My heart surgeon, a heart doctor, came in that morning and said, you have congestive heart failure. And I said, okay, what's that? How do we treat it? He said, you don't treat it. He said, right now your heart's working at 25%. Now, he later lied. He lied to me because he later admitted to it that it was only at 20%. But I had to wear a vest with this large battery pack for 120 days because it was like, and he called it a 24-hour ambulance because if my heart quit beating, it would shock me just like they'd put the defibrillators on you, you know, when they tell you to clear and they shock you. So, you know, they put me on 16 medications. About a year later, now, keep in mind, I was raised that working was everything. So I'm in intensive care for 10 days. I get out and I go to work the next day. And about a year later, I'm having a really hard weekend. My wife tells me I'm taking the emergency room. I said, no, I'm not going to the emergency room. Got a Monday morning driving to work and wound up driving to the emergency room. The next morning, heart doctor comes in. My wife, this is before COVID, she comes, she's with me and some family members. And the female doctor comes in and she says, I didn't think I'd see you today. And I said, what do you mean? Well, we didn't think you'd make it through the night. But I did. Stayed in intensive care for, I don't know, 8 or 9 days. Went to work the next day. That didn't work out too good. I was there about an hour and I said, nah, going home. So I went home, stayed home a few days, went back to work. Congestive heart failure is where your heart, you know, a healthy heart after 50, 55 years old is 60% of what it was when you were younger. Mine had dropped to 15%. So they put me on an experimental drug called Cholinor, an Entestro. The minute you take an Entestro pill, you're 100% disabled. No questions asked. If you have to take that pill, you're deemed 100% disabled. So the Auburn girl been on me about retiring and quitting work, but I didn't feel like I needed to quit work. So anyway, long story short, I go yesterday. I went Monday and had an echocardiogram. Well, yesterday, as you saw the video I posted, my heart doctor comes in, and I'm hoping that it hadn't gotten any worse, but I knew I felt better. She comes in and she says, I have some amazing news. And I said, okay. I said, wait a minute, before you say anything, let me take this so that I can show my wife. And I'm thinking, you know, you're back to 30% or something. Then she proceeded to tell me my heart was 100% normal again. A 1 in 58,000 chance of that happening. And the reason I'm sharing this story with people, because I've thought about sharing it, is because if you are experiencing shortness of breath, if you're experiencing anything that seems abnormal, don't just assume it's because you're getting older. Don't assume anything. Go get checked. And if you have congestive heart failure and your doctors get a second opinion, they sent me to the Kirkland Clinic in UAB, and that's a world-renowned heart hospital. And those doctors ran tests for 2 days and then told me your heart doctors in Fort Walton Beach are doing exactly what they should be doing. So, it was absolutely it was a miracle. I mean, it really was. And, you know, I'd spent some time talking to God after that because there was no reason, Bill. My female heart doctor that you saw in the video called the other three doctors into this little area, and they were going over, and one of them looked at me and said, well, now there's a second video I didn't post, but he said, you're a very lucky man. And I almost didn't share that with the Auburn girl, because when I did, she immediately informed me last night that there was a lot of work to do on the farm bill. So I can't use that for an excuse anymore, but I think God wanted me around to keep guys like Perry Mason, Alan from Tampa, Kevin, Jeff, all these guys, Doug DeBias, which, Bill, I wasn't supposed to tell you that, but that's actually the correct pronunciation. It's not DeBias, DeBias, but he never wanted me to tell you that, but the cat's out of the bag.
That from a wrestling name. I always thought it was the same as a wrestling name.
Yeah.
Somebody in wrestling was DeBiase, or maybe he was a football player. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know, I think God just kept me around to keep these boys straight, because I'm going to tell you, they're a handful, Bill. And You know, I appreciate all the prayers from everybody. If you are suffering, the number one killer in heart disease is congestive heart failure. Get a second opinion. There are things out there, new treatments that will help you. And with that, Bill, thanks so much. And Perry, I know you hate it, but I'd just be doggone.
They told him it was a 58,000-to-1 shot that his heart would repair, however it happened. Miraculously, the way it did. 58,000-to-1. He put the video, he has the video of him talking to his heart doctor. And she tells him this. It's amazing. Yeah, it's an amazing story. So good for him. Yeah, good for him. That's an excellent, excellent story. Top of the hour, Kevin Hagan will be with us. And we'll talk Alabama with him. Hour number three, Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com, will be with us. Lake Norman Buckeye this morning. Checks in, says Bill. Joel Klatt is great as well on Fox. He is. Joel Klatt's really good. Not many grab me and say, you're going to listen. We're good. You're going to listen to this. It's going to pique your interest. It's very rare. Johnny Vegas down there in the Georgia Dog area, down on the Emerald Coast. And I retweeted this. It's a picture. He says, Bill, this is photographic evidence of the table force field that keeps us safe at restaurants. It's a picture of some folks sitting at a table at a restaurant. And the caption says, when the Rona tries to get you, but you're already seated at your table. And it's little pictures. You know how they have those little pictures of the Ronavirus, little puffball looking things? And they're all around them, but they won't invade their space because they're sitting down at the table. You know how, and I haven't been to Peck. Been to one, quote, restaurant during this whole thing. And when you walk in, you have to have your mask on. And when you're walking to be seated, you have to have your mask on. But once you're seated, no worries. You take the mask off. Brilliant. Bill, follow the science. Yeah. There's you some science, y'all, for the Corona Bro side of this thing. There's you some solid science. Corona knows that once you're seated, it's really not fair to pick on you. Let the people eat, for goodness sakes. But once you get back up, get that mask on, we're coming for you. The coronavirus is like a wild animal in the forest. It knows when and when not to hunt you. It's amazing. It's a brilliant. Like scientists don't get paid to science a certain way, right? Wink, wink. You got to be kidding me. Jay Cutler's burner account. Happy Friday, Bill. I guess the one-time freebie is the new normal of the off-season. By the way, can you give us a list of the greatest coaches of all time? Only 140 days till kickoff. Bill, I did all this on purpose. Jay Cutler's burner account's gaining steam on this show. It's rapidly taking market share on the show. Aliquippa Bob, who lives, at least for now, down in Tampa, St. Pete, on the beach. I haven't heard the latest. The oppressive heat, I don't know if it's gotten to him yet. But once we get on into the, quote, summer months, I wonder if that's going to flee him all the way back to Pittsburgh. Aliquippa says, Bill, I know it's not Monday, but balls of steel to the Georgia Dog. That is true. Yeah, that story deserves. Remind me Monday. I'll remember it, but remind me Monday. Hour number three, when we're doing Balls of Steel 2, get in there, the Georgia dog. That deserves absolutely a Balls of Steel. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, the cool thing about Touchdown Jesus is if you take the elevator to about the 12th or 13th floor and navigate through all the books to some of the windows up there, you get to see some awesome views of the Notre Dame campus. I used to study on the 12th floor with a view of the football stadium. See, now, I have never been in there, meaning I've never been in that building. Now, is the Touchdown Jesus, is that a library or what, or is that a certain academic building, meaning science or English or history or whatever? Yeah, that's one I don't know. Now, I've been outside it. I've marveled at it from the outside looking at it, but I've never been in that building, though. I've been in the Guglielmino building. We did a show from there. But do students have classes in that building, or what's the purpose of that building? Obviously, we all think the purpose of the building is the giant Touchdown Jesus right there. But obviously, there's more to it than that. Josh, who's a Buckeye fan, Bill, Touchdown Jesus is an atheist. I don't think so. I don't think so. Nice try, Josh. That one won't work today. Now, Touchdown Jesus, there's that huge, what was that called, mural or whatever. And was it 92? 90, I think it was 91. Tennessee is at Notre Dame, Johnny Majors, and they're getting beat bad. I think they're down 31-7 or something, but again, we've talked about it. Somebody can correct me, but they're getting beat bad. And right before half, they start making a bit of a move, and then the second half, they completely come back. And they win the game. Notre Dame's kicking a field goal at the end down after being up big to win it, and they miss it. And Johnny Majors, and you know Johnny does not like me, did not like me at all. Me and Johnny did not do well. But Majors tells a story, and I don't remember the exact how he worded it. I wish we had an audio clip. But at the end, he says, when Notre Dame misses the field goal, he looked up out of the stadium, saw Touchdown Jesus, and Touchdown Jesus is giving the no good signal instead of the touchdown. That's the punchline to one of Johnny's jokes. Actually, I found it pretty funny. I laughed. Yeah, I giggled at that. Even though Johnny and I don't do too well, I thought, hey, Johnny, me and you are not good, but that's pretty funny. I'll give you that one. Yeah, the punchline is Touchdown Jesus is saying no good. Tennessee wins. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. We are presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning in Cheatham County. They're still out there working that accident. It's had traffic a mess for a while on 40 westbound in Kingston Springs. A lot of that traffic flow in that area is coming in from eastbound right now from Dixon County, coming through Kingston Springs, headed towards West Nashville. Traffic's on the increase now through Mount Juliet, right on schedule. Lafayette Street at 4th, that accident had some injuries. Hey, you never know when you might need these guys. Free at last, Bell Bonding, serving Davidson, Williamson, and Rutherford counties. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Cleveland, you guys ready to get started?
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence.
Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
And Pitts got it.
Touchdown, Jamar Chase.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes.
It's time to say see you later, alligator, to embarrassing and troublesome issues with your skin, nails, and hair with all-natural Cayman Alligator Oil. Cayman oil is locally made, right in Louisiana, where people have been using alligator oil for centuries to treat all kinds of ailments. A drop a day of Cayman oil can help you say, see you later, alligator, to athlete's foot, nail fungus, acne, eczema, rashes, dry skin, cuts, infections, MRSA, scars, burns, sunburns, and even ingrown hair and dandruff. If you or someone you know is tired of suffering with any of these skin, nail, and hair troubles, you need to visit mycayman.com to learn more about 100% natural, non-toxic, hypoallergenic Cayman oil and get a bottle today. Say, see you later, alligator, with Cayman Alligator Oil at mycayman.com. That's mycayman.com. MyCayman.com.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
Vicki Yates is here, ladies and gentlemen.
As a fan of both of the men, this is the place to be. Do you want to know about sports? This is the place to be. Listen to John and Greg. This is it.
Wow. That was awesome.
I quit.
Yeah, no, I'm done. That's a mic drop.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
America's first home for college football talk is the Bill King Show.
Yesterday, at some recruiting list, not much, but just spent a few minutes wandering around yesterday. Until about approximately 10 years ago, in recruiting, you only concentrated on the next senior class. You didn't worry about too much the juniors, the sophomores. I mean, schools had their lists and all that, but you didn't offer them like you do now. You didn't get out in front of the underclass, the juniors, the sophomores. You mainly just concentrated only on the seniors. And that's what we did. You would only look at the senior lists. You wouldn't look under that at all until that calendar was done. Meaning with the seniors, February they sign, you get into the spring, you have the evaluation period, and that's when you'd start building up again with the next class. That's the way it worked forever and ever and ever. And then the calendar got sped up. And now you're looking at juniors, staffs are offering juniors, sophomores, etc. Used to not be that way. Changed again, I'm just surmising, about 10 years ago. I was looking, and it's something I meant to bring up. We talk about states and production of players, right? That comes up from time to time, and you have the big populated states like California, Texas, Florida, Georgia. And those being the best states, and they are. Those are the four best states producing players. But there are other states that per capita do good, too. Maybe not with the overall numbers. The state of Alabama, if I'm thinking correctly, of the 14 SEC teams, and you could say states, but again, of the states in the SEC, let's put it that way, Alabama is like sixth. So, I mean, they're not at the bottom. They're not at the top. They're about halfway when it comes to population. And in the class of 23, which would be current sophomores or the rising junior class, Alabama has, in the 24/7 rankings, class of 23, the state of Alabama has five stars, which is astronomical. That would be good if you're California, Texas, Florida, Georgia. And those states have many more people in their state than Alabama. Alabama is about, what, 5 million, 4.95 million? I mean, Texas and California and Florida swallow up Alabama in population base. Alabama has five stars listed right now in the class of 23. The state of Alabama now. I think a couple are committed to Alabama, but I think three of them aren't committed yet. You remember that the rule of thumb at 24/7 is that you only get any random year 25 to 35-ish five stars across the whole country. Now, they don't just let the five stars count up as far as they want to count up. You're only allowed to have 25 to 35 on the whole planet. And in the class of 23, Alabama, the state of Alabama, has five of them. I've been meaning to bring that up. I don't know why I haven't brought it up yet, but it is absolutely amazing. So that would be the players that this August or, well, July, when camp starts, when practice starts, that would be the juniors at that time coming up, the juniors in 21. Class of 23, same class as, you ready for it, everybody? Arch Manning. He's not in Alabama. Now, Blake's been telling us how loaded the state of Louisiana is, too, here, which Louisiana is a very, very good producing state when it comes to ball players. An excellent state when it comes to producing ball players in whatever sport. Now, again, we pretty much stay with the football theme, but heck. Dom up in Pittsburgh. Bill, heading to South Bend next Thursday to walk the campus, visit the usual sites. I haven't been there since the fall of 19. Not sure if the Corona Bros will let me watch the players walk to practice. Spring game is what, May 1 for Notre Dame? Now, Alabama spring game is, isn't it tomorrow? Does anybody have a list? I do not have it. You know me. I do not have a list. Anybody have a list of the spring game dates? I haven't even until now on the show hadn't even thought about spring game dates. Because I don't think about it. It's not important to me. But I'd like to see a list. I may have to peek just ever so slightly to everybody who thinks that Paul Tyson has a legit chance to unseat Bryce Young. Yeah, I don't want to be on that list. Don't put me on that list. I'm not one of those that believes that. I'm of the belief that Paul Tyson has a really good relative, or he wouldn't even be at Alabama right now. That's just me, though. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're moving a stalled dump truck in Rutherford County right now, blocking the right lane on 24 westbound at Sam Ridley Parkway. It's starting to slow in that area. Lafayette Street at 4th at Wreck is in its clearing stages. Here comes that traffic now on 24 eastbound, coming up past White's Creek Pike through Jolton, trying to wrap up that wreck in Cheatham County and Kingston Springs there on 40 westbound at the 188. Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up May 12th. All the details, Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Baseball, the Braves opening a road series with the Cubs this afternoon. Atlanta, the road favorite, minus 133 on the money line. Cubs at plus 123, the over-under 7.5. NBA tonight, the Grizzlies at the Bulls. Memphis, a 3.5-point road favorite. The over-under 227. Grizzlies 32-20-1 against the spread this season. Chicago 28-25-1. Tomorrow, UFC Fight Night. The main event between middleweights Robert Whittaker and Kelvin Gastelum. Whittaker the favorite, minus 265 on the money line. Gastelum plus 225. A week from Saturday, UFC 261. Usman Masvidal 2. Kamaru Usman minus 385. Money line Jorge Masvidal plus 320. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today: sunshine, highs near 66. Tonight, cloudy skies, chance of rain, lows 45. Saturday, mostly cloudy, 61. Saturday night, cloudy, lows near 45. Sunshine for Sunday, highs 68. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Kevin Higgin, top of the hour. That's every Friday. Joins us, Alabama update. Later, Brad will be with us, bradpowersports.com. Any of your handicapping questions, don't post those yet because they could get lost on the timeline. Depending on how busy the day is, they could get lost. So hold them until hour three, and we will pass those along. Use the hashtag AskBP. Little over, an hour from now, you can start posting those. Jay Cutler's burner account, Bill, day three on the Arch Watch. The Vols have made a move to sweeten the deal for Arch Manning, and there is still no Kansas coach, Bill. A site called FanSided says that Tennessee sweetens the pot. They have offered Arch Manning's Isidore Newman teammate, tight end Will Randall, to sweeten the pot. Says Tennessee's going head-to-head or trying with LSU at Orgeron, Nick Saban, Clemson, Georgia, among others. I'm sure everybody in America is offered. Why not? Yeah, why not? Arch Manning. There's only one way Tennessee's going to get the players out there to look at them, and that is some kind of presentation on the field that looks like they're pointed in the right direction. There's too much bad news that's come out of there in the last, well, for many years, but more recently, just last 6 months, let's say. Firing a coach, NCAA violations, AD quits, Philip Fulmer. I mean, just a horrible look. So they get on the field, and it looks like they're starting to rev it up some offensively, which I think Heupel can do that. Then maybe they can get some of these recruits to look at them again. Right now, it's just they're not able to. It's got to be something on the field that they can quantify and say, look, we're doing this right. We're building up. We are gaining momentum. Come be part of this. That's got to be the sales pitch. Royal Page says, Bill, if my math is right, Nick's going to be about 77 or 78 when that high school class of 23 graduates college. I bet that gets mentioned a time or two in recruiting. Oh, I'm sure. If you're recruiting against Alabama, you really, what do you have? That's a very good point he's bringing up, just from a standpoint of, let me take the angle of how would you recruit against Alabama? And he brings up one. You bring up Nick's age. Now, I don't think Nick's age is a thing. He is in remarkable shape. Nick has not lost a step when it comes to his ability to win or recruit or work around the clock. He has not lost a step. Matter of fact, some, and Kevin will be with us, some may tell you he's gained a step. Maybe he's doing even better work as he ages. Now, I understand there's a finite limit to that, but right now's not the time, and I don't know if 5 years from here is the time. I don't know that. But if you're recruiting against Alabama, you bring that up. Look, Nick's won all these championships. His belly's full. At some point, he's going to lose his desire and energy. Now, I don't know, again, if I believe that, but you're using that, right? Also, if I'm recruiting against Alabama, I'm going to suggest you're not going to get to play. Have you seen who they get every year? You're not getting to play there. You work them psychologically. Now, how effective would those bits of news, those items, be as a sales pitch? Probably, if it's somebody Alabama really wants, right now it's probably not going to be all that effective, but that's what you have to say if you're going to recruit against them. Come here, you play today. Go there, you ain't playing today. Don't be fooled. You are not getting on the field there today. And look at Nick. He's kind of old. Yeah, he's just getting lucky. That old man can't coach any more natties. They've seen their last natty. Do not go there. Julia down in Atlanta, Bill. You know, Kevin told you the Saban Miss Terry gas station story before. How do you not remember? Devil's lettuce? I don't remember the story. If he told it to me, I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember. I've heard a lot of Nick Saban stories, but that one did not resonate. When I saw that video, I didn't remember that story from before. So I can't say I did. Royal Payne, again, saying Nick's going to be in his late 70s with that class of 23. mature some. Johnny Vegas wants to bet me on the Vandy-Tennessee game. I'm not going to – it's not a good look for me to bet the audience. I'm not convinced that Vandy wins the series. Not after what Georgia just did. If they lose tonight with Rocker, they won't lose game two, I don't think, with Leiter. Or as Griff says, leader. And game threes have not been Vanderbilt's strength. They don't know who the starting pitcher is for game three because it hasn't been consistent. They lose tonight, I think Tennessee has a very good chance to win the series. So I don't know if I'd even be comfortable betting Vanderbilt there. Anyways, coming up.